Welcome to Idiosyncratic Fables. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Idiosyncratic Fables. My name is James, and this is my podcast, or the introduction episode. A little while ago, I had a podcast, once upon a time, that was titled You Know What I Love, where I wanted people in the audiobook industry, or just people in general, to come on and have a platform to talk about the things that they love. And so that way it was kind of a format, if you will, or a platform from a voice actor, from an audiobook narrator that spoke about things other than audiobooks. Well, I made the mistake and I suffered burnout. I tried to do and successfully did one episode every single day for the entire month of June to celebrate June as audiobook month, which was great. Don't get me wrong. However, after that was done, I didn't want to do it again. It was just so much in so little amount of time. That was until recently. I had several people approach me and said, hey, how's your podcast coming along? Hey, are you still doing your podcast? Something like that. And after about three or four different people told me the same thing, I was like, you know what? That's enough confirmation for me. So let me come up with a different avenue of approach. Let me come up with a different theme, if you will. But at the same time, I want to make it simple. And so Idiosyncratic Fables was born. Why choose the name idiosyncratic? Excellent question. If you go to Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of that word idiosyncratic comes to having strange or unusual habits, ways of behaving, or features, that kind of thing. And I thought, you know, we as human beings, we all have our own unique flaws, merits, these little intricate details that make us uniquely different from everyone else. Combine that with the art of storytelling. For as far back as humanity goes, we have always been storytellers. Whether it's in drawing form, spoken form, musical form, written form, whatever, we have passed down stories over generations, over centuries, over millennia. And so when you combine those two, stories, fables, whatever, with strange and unusual and a little weird, I was like, how cool would it be if I created a platform and kept it simple to where people have the freedom, the platform to share a story? Whether it's a story that's very personal to them, their own life story, or even if they want to come onto a platform and just read like a cool little short story or even a snippet of a book they've read or even recorded if you're a fellow voice actor like I am. The latter, of course, make sure you have permission to do so. With all that being said, I'm not going to guarantee a schedule. I'm not going to guarantee a certain day for release. I mean, I've got other things to do. I am a professional audiobook narrator. I am also a writer, soon to be published author. I mean, I've got, you know, several works in progress, but that's a story for a different time. So let this be your platform. Let this be your safe haven. Let this be your comfort zone, for lack of a better term. Free from judgment. Free from condemnation, free from hassling. I'm pretty excited about this, to be perfectly honest with you. I've already talked to a few people and pitched this idea, and they said, oh yes, absolutely, we love this idea. Go ahead, do it, make it happen. So here I am. This is the introduction episode, not necessarily the pilot episode. But I am curious to see where this is going to go. I'm really excited to see, or more specifically, to hear all of the stories that will be shared. So, if you're listening to this, and this resonates with you, and you say to yourself, you know what? I like this. I want to be a part of this. Then please, reach out to me via email. Go onto my website, narratorjames.com, fill out the contact form at the bottom of the homepage, and get in contact with me. I would love to hear from you, and I would love for you to share your story.